Erosion along the Matanuska River is worsening near Sutton. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, state and borough workers are responding as another home is at risk.
Last week, the river's fast-flowing current, fed by glacial melt, forced water expansion toward the north bank. Erosion caused one house and several outbuildings to topple into the water.
And then another home is very close. It started to lose some of its connective add-ons that they'd put on over the years. And so it's fairly close to going into the water now as well.
Casey Cook is the Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough's emergency services manager. He's on site while workers from the state and the borough help homeowners deal with the situation. Cook says seven properties are in danger since the rapid rate of erosion is chewing away the ground underneath their homes.
Probably a good 60 or 75 feet, I would say. Some areas, you know, and then other areas it's going to be a little less and some it's going to be a little more, but you know, it's a good portion of bank that's eroded since last Monday, Tuesday.
Jim Sykes, Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough Assemblyman representing Sutton, says the problem is caused by a buildup of gravel in the river's main channel, which forces water into a new channel. Sykes says the borough is seeking partners like the State Department of Transportation for a project to stabilize the riverbank.
You know, people are understandably angry that more prevention wasn't done, but you know, there's been quite a lot of activity more behind the scenes, but we're looking for partners to get a project that'll work, and we just hadn't got there before the flood came.
Casey Cook says DOT and the borough are trying to come up with a plan, but under the current state and borough budget scenario, none has been deemed cost effective. Cook says the borough is applying for a federal hazardous mitigation plan, which would buy out the seven affected properties and eventually remove the homes. I'm Ellen Lockyer.